Coming up on 5 Minute News. Pfizer says COVID-19 vaccine works in children aged 5 to 11. US to relax restrictions for vaccinated international travelers. And Canadians vote in pandemic election that could cost Trudeau. It's Tuesday, September 21. I'm Anthony Davis. Pfizer said on Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children aged 5 to 11 and that it will seek US authorization for the age group soon, a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech already is available for anyone 12 and older, but with children now back in school and the extra contagious Delta variant causing a huge jump in pediatric infections, many parents are anxiously awaiting vaccinations for their younger children. For elementary school-age kids, Pfizer tested a much lower dose, a third of the amount that's in each shot given now. Yet, after their second dose, children aged 5 to 11 developed coronavirus-fighting antibody levels just as strong as teenagers and young adults getting the regular strength shots, Dr. Bill Gruber, a Pfizer senior vice president, said. The child dosage also proved safe with similar or fewer temporary side effects, such as sore arms, fever, or achiness, that teens experienced, he said. "I think we really hit the sweet spot," said Gruber, who's also a pediatrician. Gruber said the companies aim to apply to the Food and Drug Administration by the end of the month for emergency use in this age group, followed shortly afterwards with applications to European and British regulators. Earlier this month, FDA chief Dr. Peter Marks said that once Pfizer turns over its study results, his agency would evaluate the data, hopefully in a matter of weeks, to decide if the shots are safe and effective enough for younger children. The United States will, in November, reopen for air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the White House said on Monday, easing tough pandemic-related travel restrictions imposed beginning early last year. The decision, announced by White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients, marked an abrupt shift for President Joe Biden's administration, which last week said it was not the right time to lift any restrictions amid rising COVID-19 cases. The United States had lagged many other countries in lifting such restrictions, and allies, including Britain and Germany, welcomed the move. The US restrictions have barred travelers from most of the world, including tens of thousands of foreign nationals with relatives or business links in the United States. Restrictions on non-US citizens were first imposed on air travelers from China in January 2020 by then-President Donald Trump, and then extended to dozens of other countries without any clear metrics for how and when to lift them. The United States will fully admit fully vaccinated air travelers from the 26 so-called Schengen countries in Europe, including France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Switzerland and Greece, as well as Britain, Ireland, China, India, South Africa, Iran and Brazil. The existing policy has barred non-US citizens who were in those countries within 14 days. Zients did not give a precise start date beyond saying early November. Separately on Monday, the United States extended its pandemic-related restrictions at land borders with Canada and Mexico that bar non-essential travel, such as tourism, through to October 21st, while giving no indication if it would apply the vaccine rules to those borders. Canadians voted on Monday in a pandemic election that could weaken Prime Minister Justin Trudeau or reward his government's handling of the pandemic. Trudeau gambled on an early election to try to capitalize on the fact that Canada is now among the most fully vaccinated countries in the world. But the opposition has been relentless in accusing him of calling an unnecessary early vote, 2 years before the deadline, for his own personal ambition. Polls before the election showed Trudeau's Liberal Party in a neck-and-neck race with the rival Conservatives. The Liberals appeared likely to win the most seats in Parliament, but not a majority, forcing the party to rely on an opposition partner to pass legislation. However, an extremely close outcome could raise questions about Trudeau's judgment in calling the vote and whether he should continue to lead the party long term. A majority win would cement his legacy and leave him in power for another 4 years. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole's campaign chair said holding Trudeau to a minority government would be a win for O'Toole. A combination of high expectations, scandal, and calling the vote during the pandemic hurt the brand of the 49-year-old Trudeau, who channeled the star power of his father, the Liberal icon and late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, when he first won election in 2015. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health and climate, delivering independent, unbiased and essential world news daily.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.